I'll write. I said I'd talk about being with people. Hold on a second. I got to remember. Did I say I'd do a feature Friday last week? I'm curious if I said I don't know if I'm going to do a feature Friday this week or not. I might just give you the news next week. I don't know. We'll see. Taiwan's supposed to respond to me this week, and it's possible they already have by the time this podcast is going out, unless you're listening and watching on Twitch, where they all go live at the same time. They're all available right away. Taiwan's government is supposed to give me a response for my application for permanent residence, and I've had an opinion about that. Well, I'll leave it at that. I want to just focus. Okay, no, that was just some house cleaning, some stuff I had to mention because that is an issue. Things I need to bring up this week. Okay, being with people, just being with people. I talk about this in the point. We have a need for different seasons in life. We have a need for different times. We need to work. We need to sleep. We need to exercise. We need to rest. Okay. We need to be around people. We need to be alone. Okay. In that mix, there's a need to share silence with people. Just share silence. The best thing that I could say is, like brothers. Brothers are around each other a lot. They're more likely to share a bathroom or a bedroom, growing up in a family. And they might do their homework together. Like they just sit there and they don't talk. The other person is just there, like the family dog, so it's just. Right. See, I don't have any brothers. I have a sister. Okay. But, we were 4.5 years apart. There wasn't a whole lot of time. She's in her woman world and I'm in my man world. Brothers or for sisters. If, you're a lady to have a sister. Okay. It can be hard and awkward to share silence with people. Or to just be silent while you listen to someone else, or for someone to be silent while they listen to you. Yawning again. I'll get through this. Silence is golden. Now that could apply to just being alone by yourself, which you need to do. But sharing that silence. Sharing the silence. This is something I've been learning from my Taiwanese friends. And we have just learned just mutual silence. It's amazing. We'll get our computers and we'll just sit and do study hall because we're more productive that way. It's just a funny thing. I've just been exploring. I don't know. Have we forgotten what a soulmate is? I'm just curious. Has the world forgotten about best friends? I'm wondering if the world is entering a best friend phase. I remember seeing it recently on Instagram. It's a picture of SpongeBob and Patrick playing, like just playing in a vat of what looked like pink frosting. They're just sitting in this pink, it could have been bubble gum. I don't know what it was, but they're sitting in this pink goo, just playing with it. And the caption was, some friends are on that family level. I hope you have friends like this. you know, aren't those good friends? You know, I hope you have good friends that you can just sit with and talk about nothing or pretend to get all excited while you're watching sports. I talked about that earlier this week. Is that a thing? Have we forgotten that? Have we forgotten what that is? I'm just curious. I'm just curious. In the world that we have, I don't know. Maybe it's a funny thing. I just haven't seen much of it. I'm trying to think about this. This idea just occurred to me. I'm thinking through movies. Are there any movies? Do you have any movies with people that are really good friends? Well, Where the Red Fern Grows, there were these two dogs, and the dogs were pups. They were from the same litter. Do dogs have litters? Cats have litters. Anyhow, but no, the dogs were brothers, and one of them died, and then quickly the other one died. They were bound. They were like soulmates. Are there any? Have we explored this at all? I'm just curious. Shared silence is connected to our ability to listen. Okay. You know how we talk about the need to listen to other people? Yeah. Are you a good listener? When someone's talking, can you shut the f up and listen? Not judge, not get ready to say what you want to say. You've heard this, right? Okay. You know, the need to be a listener, to be a good listener. Just let the person talk and don't judge. They were talking about that with Josh McDowell was talking about that. What would you do to someone that's been victimized by Ravi? You know, what would you do? Well, he said, the first thing I do is I just listen. And then they'd say, I'd say, wow, wow. You know? How'd you feel about that? You know, they just let the person talk. I think that our ability to be good listeners like this is connected to our ability to be in the same room with someone else where both of us aren't talking. Can you be around someone and you go on a walk? A 2 mile walk or a 5K walk, not a run, a jog, a walk where you could talk, but you don't. Or how about go fishing for 4 hours and not speak a single word? Can you do that? I think if you've got anybody in your life that you could do that with, there you've got an awesome friend. Because you don't need to talk. You don't need to. It'd probably calm you down a lot. It'd probably change your life. And surely it would make you a better listener. I'm serious. I think there's a thing here that it's like this is lost. The world is not. The world's full of people that can't listen. Right? Is this a problem? So many people can't listen. Look at the racism controversies in America. Look what's happening to sports. You know, the sports industry is failing because athletes are taking the knee. Maybe they should. I'm not judging it. I'm just saying this is where things are going. We're not listening to each other. We're shouting. We're all on megaphones, constantly just jabbing at each other over the megaphone, blah, 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 and no one's listening. And yet, how often do we hear about those friendships where people are just awesome friends? They're just great friends. That's it. Just great friends. Soulmates. Where are they? I think it's connected. The ability to have just really awesome friends, you can just be around them, don't need to talk. Total silence and the ability to listen to other people. I think they're connected. And I think if you're having trouble listening, I think you need a soulmate you can be in the same room with or on the same road with without having to talk. See you next week.